You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, should we trust our gut when trying to figure out what other people are thinking and feeling? A psychologist shares some of the latest research.
First, primary elections are next month on Tuesday, August 9th. We've invited the congressional candidates in all contested primaries to join us on Central Time and on the Joy Cardine Show.
Yesterday at this time, we heard from Gary George, the challenger in the Democratic primary for Wisconsin's 4th congressional district in the Milwaukee area. Today, Gwen Moore joins us. She's the incumbent in that race.
The winner will face an independent and a libertarian candidate in November. There are no Republicans on the ballot in the race.
Representative Moore joined us earlier today. She is participating in events at the Democratic National Convention this afternoon. Representative Moore, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Veronica.
So I want to start by having you make your case to voters that they should elect you for another term. What would you say?
Well, I believe that I've been a great steward for the constituents of the 4th Congressional District, not only in Washington, D.C., but at home. In the good old days, when I first arrived in Congress 12 years ago, we had earmarks consistent with the First Amendment of the Constitution, but I think... right now, earmarks are not allowed. And so I've had to be very, very creative with trying to bring resources back to my community. But what that has done is to ensure that I have met down with every single mayor of the municipalities surrounding Milwaukee and, of course, including Milwaukee, to try to find out what their highest priorities are. I have written letters of support for grants in, that are potentially available to our communities for various projects. Brought in about $80 million in the last cycle with regard to that. Really worked very closely with the mayor of the city of Milwaukee to make sure that Milwaukee got the designation, really proud of that, as a manufacturing hub, which entitles us to be first in line for all of the agencies in the federal government, be at the front of the line, Department of Commerce, HUD, et cetera, to receive grants programs. I've worked very, very diligently in my position on the Financial Services Committee to really be one of the chief architects of an initiative to despite the obstruction from Republicans, to free the Export-Import Bank from a partisan deadlock. That's so important to my community, given the machine and metalworking industry that we're so reliant upon. And I've been a great steward over Lake Michigan, belong to the Great Lakes caucus, and that's a bipartisan caucus, is working diligently on Great Lakes issues. And so I've been very, very, very active. I have so enjoyed engaging my diverse district. I got the most diverse district in the community. And so, whether it's getting resources for the Burnham Street Canal on the south side, or having the General Services Administration come in to do work with demonstrating what federal resources are available to our police departments, to our city councils, I've just kind of been there, and so I would hope that this would be compelling to the constituents of our district.
And we spoke with your challenger, your primary challenger, Gary George, yesterday, and he says that you've talked a lot about the big issues facing your district, but that you haven't delivered what he said were real results. How do you respond to that?
Well, Gary George said that that I talk a lot, but I haven't delivered a lot. Well, for one thing, I just want to be real clear. I'm sure he talked about his glorified past as the chairman of the Finance Committee and in being in the majority, where he really had control over the state budget. And so there are many initiatives that other people accomplished, and because he was the chairman of that committee, he was able to take a great deal of credit for that. And I don't want to take any credit from Senator George for what he has done, but I think it's very Pollyanna for him to think that he's going to march into Congress, no relationships, no status, not being in the majority, and being able to do even 0.1% of what I've done. I've been able to develop relationships across the aisle. I have delivered. When I think, you can ask the Native American community whether or not I've delivered. You know, I got the Violence Against Women Act reauthorized under great obstruction. And again, I got the Export-Import Bank reauthorized with a procedure that hadn't been done in like 30 years on a bipartisan basis. I brought, in the absence of those kind of resources, we need jobs desperately. I was able to convince folks out of Minneapolis who are the Northeast Minority Business Supplier Development Council to come in with Boeing to our district and to do an in-service with all of our minority contractors in the area at absolutely right on the spot. A young woman who had a business was able to get a contract with Boeing and to establish those relationships. So I've had to work harder than Senator George worked. When he was the chairman of the Finance Committee, and it was, I remember him bragging about, for example, building the DNR building on 3rd and Center. That was an initiative of former Senator John Norquist, or bragging about creating the school choice program. You might remember, for better or for worse, whether you agree with that, that was a great initiative of the late Annette Polly Williams, but he takes credit for it because Polly Williams' bill technically did not pass. Instead, he put it in the budget for her, and so now I think it's just sad that he won't even allow this deceased woman to claim the legacy of her career. I have a record that people can check. I've done more than just talk. I've delivered. I'm in the minority, so often they're not bills that have been passed, but they're initiatives that have been tucked in other bills. Other Republicans take credit for your bill when you're in the minority. But I've done things, everything from economic development to stopping human trafficking to quality of life issues that affect our community. I've been on the budget committee almost since the day I arrived.
I want to zero in on one thing we talked a bit about yesterday, one of the issues facing Milwaukee, issues related to crime and violence. Now, your challenger, Gary George, he wants an amped-up presence, a stronger presence of law enforcement in the areas. He's talking about a plan that would include U.S. Marshals, FBI agents, and he says the National Guard if necessary. How would you tackle those same issues?
Well, okay, first of all, Senator George's notion that, I think that he is lobbing on to probably some polling that has been done by Republicans who I believe are supporting him, that or Donald Trump, that you can sort of gin people up with the whole crime thing, whether that's true or not. Our district attorney came in and showed charts, really, actual facts, that crime has gone down in our area. Actual facts, not rhetoric, not ginning people up. And in terms of law enforcement, I've been very happy to work with law enforcement on things that I think that are relevant to our community, not just some ginned up, made up, create hysteria so that people will vote for me. The FBI built a brand new facility in our district, and they were looking around to move it. And you can ask them if you'd like that. I sat on them and made sure that they relocated it in the 4th Congressional District. So that asset and that resource is there. I've also introduced a bill, for example, which, according to the ACLU, who chided us and chastised Congress for adjourning without doing anything on guns, they said that I had introduced a must-pass bill, one of six must-pass bills, and that was the bill that really would sort of try to sow some reconciliation between the community and our police department. And that is a bill to tie the receipt of burned JAG funds to de-escalation training for police officers. Now, this de-escalation training is one of 34 recommendations that came out of the Police Executive Research Forum. It's a peer group of police executives that are based on solid research. And in fact, the de-escalation training is something that was employed in Dallas, where crime went down and negative encounters with the police went down. That was one of the things that was so unfortunate about the Dallas incident. And you heard many of the protesters laud the Dallas police force for how responsible they've been under this de-escalation training model. And so that's one of the things that I'm working on very, very diligently. You know, I have been very, very vocal against great opposition from Republicans to try to promote gun safety in our district. I, in fact, did a huge expose on Badger guns. Educated people about the fact that not only was Badger guns, which unfortunately is in my district, but exposed the fact that not only was it like in the top 1% of all the gun stores in the country that sold crime guns, but it was a store that sold guns where cops were shot. And to try to introduce legislation, of course, Republicans won't take that up, to give the AFT more powers to shut down these crime gun shops, these gun shops like Badger Guns that sell these crime guns. I've worked very, very diligently to get guns out of the hands of people who have been arrested, have restraining orders for domestic violence. I'm taking on the issue of crime where crime actually exists and not some hyped up something for electioneering purposes.
And Representative,
I'm really proud of my record.
Representative Moore, sorry to interrupt. We've got about a minute left. I want to ask you before we let you go. You've supported Hillary Clinton in the presidential primary. Your opponent says he supported Bernie Sanders. Where do you think the party stands now with its prospects for unity going forward?
Well, you know, 90% of the Bernie supporters have said that they would support Hillary Clinton. Obviously, we got a great deal of work to do. Bernie Sanders, I think, really has brought it had an excellent campaign. Reflection of that is the platform committee that we a platform that the Democrats have voted on and ratified last night. Just the most progressive platform ever. And I support so many notions that Bernie talked about. You know, this notion that there was this huge distance and light between Hillary Clinton and Bernie is just not the case. When you're running against somebody, you have to try to draw these distinctions. And Bernie did a great deal, I think, in terms of moving Mrs. Clinton to the left. But as anybody will tell you, I am a progressive. I would have been just as happy to support Senator Sanders had he prevailed. But as a Democrat, I'm going to be working really hard to elect Hillary Clinton to be the next president of the United States.
Representative Moore, thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you, Veronica.
That was Gwen Moore, Democratic congressional representative in Wisconsin's 4th District. Yesterday, we talked with her primary challenger, Gary George. Primary elections take place on Tuesday, August 9th.